Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. And LeBron James, he finally has a minute restriction. Just literally, last episode, we spoke about what is next for the Los Angeles Lakers. Will they try to sit out LeBron James? Will they try to play him? Will they give him a minute restriction? And of course, they decided on a minute restriction. 32 minutes per game is the target area for LeBron James. Of course, he may go a little over that some games, but more than likely, he will be well under those 32 minutes. I think that is a great move for the Lakers and their coaching staff, as well as LeBron James, because LeBron James, you want him to be rested, but you still want some of his other teammates to really get that experience playing in real-life games with LeBron James, and you get that. He also will not be playing in any back-to-back games, so the second game, he's going to completely sit out. I think that's a good move for the Lakers. They have about 17 games left this season. I don't mind it at all. Him getting his body some rest, also being out there and playing. Because remember, this is still somewhat of an audition to who was going to be here next season. All the veteran players were on one-year deals, of course. Most of them will be gone. The young guys, you really have to figure out who is going to be there. It looks like Lonzo Ball may not be playing anytime soon. So really for Kyle Kuzma, you want him to be out there with LeBron James. That's the guy more than likely the Lakers will keep long-term moving forward. Brandon Ingram, hearing some rumblings that he's not even happy with the Lakers, so he may be the guy who's shipped out. But you do get the opportunity to really figure things out moving forward over these last few games. But speaking of moving forward, the Lakers look like they're going to be moving forward from their head coach, Luke Walton. Everybody anticipates that he will be fired, and he'll probably be coaching at UCLA next season. So what does that mean for who's going to take over the helm of the head coaching position? Well, according to ESPN, that is Mark Jackson or that is Ty Lue. Those are the two coaches who are the front runners right now for that job. If you ask me, I love Mark Jackson as a coach. I think he'll come in. I think he'll do a great job. He will hold players accountable. He's going to be somebody that LeBron James is going to respect, and that is going to help out a lot. But we all know LeBron James has a great relationship with Ty Lue. We all know he also respects Ty Lue, and Ty Lue, of course, played for the Los Angeles Lakers as well. So those are two guys who could very well be in the running. My preference is Mark Jackson of the two. But those two guys could be the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. But that is everything that we have for this episode. As usual, make sure you guys go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. And keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, and I will see you guys again on Monday. Peace.